Today's reading begins in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1. Daniel 5, verse 1. King Belshazzar made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine in front of 1,000. Belshazzar, when he tasted the wine, commanded that the vessels of gold and of silver that Nebuchadnezzar his father had taken out of the temple in Jerusalem be brought, that the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought in the golden vessels that had been taken out of the temple, the house of God, in Jerusalem, and the king and his lords, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Immediately the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, opposite the lampstand, and the king saw the hand as it wrote. Then the king's color changed, and his thoughts alarmed him. His limbs gave way, and his knees knocked together. The king called loudly to bring in the enchanters, the Chaldeans, the astrologers. The king declared to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and shows me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, and they could not read the writing or make known to the king the interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly alarmed, and his color changed, and his lords were perplexed. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banqueting hall, and the queen declared, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts alarm you, or your color change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers, because an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve problems were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Then Daniel was brought in before the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, "You are that Daniel, one of the exiles of Judah, whom the king my father brought from Judah. I have heard of you that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Now the wise men, the enchanters, have been brought in before me to read this writing and make known to me its interpretation, but they could not show the interpretation of the matter. But I have heard that you can give interpretations and solve problems. Now if you can read the writing and make known to me its interpretation, you shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be for yourself, and give your rewards to another. Nevertheless, I will read the writing to the king and make known to him the interpretation. O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar your father kingship and greatness and glory and majesty. And because of the greatness that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would, he killed, and whom he would, he kept alive. Whom he would, he raised up, and whom he would, he humbled. But when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened so that he dealt proudly, he was brought down from his kingly throne, and his glory was taken from him. He was driven from among the children of mankind, and his mind was made like that of a beast, and his dwelling was with the wild donkeys. He was fed grass like an ox, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High God rules the kingdom of mankind and sets over it whom he will. And you, his son, Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this, but you have lifted up yourself against the Lord of heaven, and the vessels of his house have been brought in before you, and you and your lords, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine from them. And you have praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see or hear or know, but the God in whose hand is your breath and whose are all your ways, you have not honored. Then from his presence the hand was sent, and this writing was inscribed, and this is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Parson. This is the interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered the days of your kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians." Then Belshazzar gave the command, and Daniel was clothed with purple, a chain of gold was put around his neck, and a proclamation was made about him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night Belshazzar the Chaldean was killed, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them 3 high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps should give account, so that the king might suffer no loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was found in him. And the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel unless we find it in connection with the law his God." Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All these high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors, have agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and of the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that any one who makes petition to any god or man within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing stands fast according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunction you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was much distressed and set his mind to deliver Daniel, and he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and Persians that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of the lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then at break of day the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded, and those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, he who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. In the course of these 6 chapters in the book of Daniel, we have covered 3 kings. And because of the way that we read it, we kind of get the impression that these things happen pretty quickly. But I wanted to share with you the timeline of all of these things. So Daniel was born in approximately 620 BC. Whenever we begin the book of Daniel, and you have Daniel and his 3 friends that are taken to Babylon and they refuse the king's portion, that is at about 605 BC. So they're about 15 years old. It's just 3 years later when he interprets that first dream for Nebuchadnezzar. And significant time passes before we reach the point of Nebuchadnezzar losing his mind and going out and being like a beast of the field. That's at about 563 BC. So we kind of get this impression that Daniel's this young man in a whole lot of what we're reading, and that's not really the case. He's a young man at that first vision, but almost 40 years passes before that time in which Nebuchadnezzar loses his mind. Belshazzar becomes king or co-regent in about 553 BC. And where we just finished reading, that would be about 540 BC. So at the point that he's put into the den of lions, he is over 60 years old. And Daniel dies in approximately 536 BC. That is at 84 years old. Maybe that's not of interest to you, but it interests me to try to put a lot of this into perspective, that quite a bit of time is passing by. So we had the handwriting on the wall after Belshazzar is having this great feast. He pulls out the items that were from the temple. They begin drinking from them, and he seeks to have some sort of a interpretation given, and he does what predecessors have done. Let's call all the Chaldeans, the astrologers, the magicians, all of these things. But of course, they can't read it, much less interpret it. And there's no mistaking the fact that this was a supernatural event on the part of the king, because he saw the hand writing this. Well, of course, Daniel is able to interpret this and gives the prophecy that he's going to lose his kingship, and it's going to be handed off to Darius. And it is that very night that he is killed, and Darius becomes the king. So then we shift over to the story of Darius, and Darius is manipulated into signing this decree that cannot be changed, that for 30 days, anybody that worships anybody else or anything else, they would get thrown into the lion's den. A ploy, a plot by these men in order to have an accusation against Daniel, because as far as the performance of his job and his character, they can't find anything. And of course, Daniel doesn't pay any attention. He does what he always does, which is he goes to pray to God, and his habit was to do so three times per day. They catch him, accuse him, and the king is very distressed that it is Daniel that gets accused of this. Nevertheless, he cannot change the decree. And I think it tells us a lot here when the king declares, as he's put into the lion's den, "May your God whom you serve continually deliver you." That's what the king was hoping would happen, because he did not want Daniel to die, especially to die in this particular way. He fasts, he's up all night, he runs out there in the morning, and he asks, "Has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" And Daniel responds, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths." God protected Daniel, his faithful one. And so because the king understands that he's been manipulated into this and he's upset about it, he takes these three men that plotted against Daniel, along with their whole families, and throws them into this lion's den. And so that there is no mistake about the capability of the lions, they destroy these people before they even hit the bottom. And Darius responds much the same way we saw Nebuchadnezzar respond to God's work. That is to praise him. And so the end of our chapter here included his decree, in which he talks about God being the living God that endures forever and his dominion is forever. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.